We're very creative in the studio, but we're not that spontaneous. The stuff is all written before we go in there, apart from the overdubs maybe. And we do record live most of the time when we can. Production is important to us. I think, you know, it's funny you should mention John Fryer, because he was someone with quite a strong idea of what things should sound like. And I felt working with him, I enjoyed working with him, but he pushed a lot of his sound onto us. I would say Three Times and Waving sounds more like a John Fryer production than a Breathless thing, if you know what I mean. It's important. It's just important that it sounds like it does in your head, you know, how you imagine it when you know how it sounds in rehearsal. I want it to end up like that. So yeah, trying to capture that sort of live feel. But I do like music that you can get lost in, so I don't want a flat live sound. I want, you know, something a little bit Pink Floyd as well, just, you know, with, I just want to make music that you can immerse yourself in, sort of thing. Which is, I think, it's kind of what you were suggesting earlier, and that's exactly it. And the kind of music that I like, I mean, that music like Canon, Pink Floyd from the 70s, is music, almost sort of symphonic music that just completely surrounds you. I mean, I love, you know, spiky stuff like the Ramones, maybe, but that's not stuff I sit and get lost in. It's, you know, quite nice to jump up and down to, which I don't do very often.